The story that I heard was told to me by Stanley Robertson, who died recently. When he was a young laddie, his family were travellers, and they would camp up around about Ballater. And this was the story he told me about it. It was the pass of Ballater where they used to camp. There's an old silver mine there, and also there's nesting falcons up there sometimes. But they liked it, the travellers. I went to this place. And the laddie was sent out, the young loon was in Bairns, would be sent out dry hunting. That's going round the houses, hawking, asking for this, that and the rest of it. This particular laddie was out dry hunting, and it was late at night, and it was dreich, and the rain was beginning to come down in Schmoodrichs, and he was getting wheat and kahl, and it was turning dark. And there was a great big, he could see a coach coming ahead of him, and it was driven by horses. And the coach stopped and he said, laddie, are you setting off far? I'm going to Ballater. He said, I'm going to the pass. Would you like a hurdle? Oh, yes, he said, I would like a hurdle. Well, he says, then I sit inside, Malone, you sit up. So he had to sit up beside the coachman, beautiful black horses, and he sat beside the coachman. And he says, I have a few wee places I have to stop at. Now, the first house he stopped at, he was in for a whiley, and the laddie noticed a woman come out of it, all dressed in white, from top to bottom, and she never spoke, she just got inside the coach. They carried on a wee whiley after that, and the same thing happened at the next place, except this time it was a man that come out of the house, and all dressed in white, and never a word was said, and just into the coach. And the third place to come to, the laddie thought, I'm going to follow to see if it's happening here. And he creeped up through the heather. This was a crafty halfway up a hill. And he saw the coachman going in. And when he looked through the window, here was a corpse streaked out. And the coachman touched the corpse on the shoulder, and the spirit rose up, dressed in white, and come down and followed him. And get into the coach, and then laddie kent then that was the angel of death. Oh, he says, I dinna want to begin home with the angel of death. I'm nae going to bide in this coach. So he jumped off and took his heels, ran like a living wind. And Finney got to Ballater, oh, his heart was in his moo, because Finney looked through the trees, there was his caravan up in a low, and his caravan was kent as the evening star. And he ran up and he said, it's nae the evening star, is it? Oh, the other traveller said it. I'm sorry, laddie, it is. Oh, and he broke down and grat. But then his mum and dad and his family come round about him, and they said, oh, but it's at least it's just a caravan. And he said, oh, is abody arrecht? And they said, aye. Oh, well, his mother says, no. Your favourite doggie's dead. A deed in the fire. Because you see, the angel of death never goes away empty-handed. But it didn't come for a living body this time, it come for a living beast.